This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday said that right-to-life advocates have no place in the state of New York. Fueling that kind of talk is a myth that 99% of people agree with Governor Cuomo and pro-abortion advocates. New York might be a bit behind in polls, showing as many as 55% of Americans taking pro-life positions on abortion. Nevertheless, Mr. Cuomo is beginning to take some heat for his comments. Criminally charged with failing to report child rape, abortionist Ulrich Klopfer is alleged to have filed a report 4 months after it was required by law. If so, he left his 13-year-old client at risk of further sexual abuse. With over 1,200 such complaints filed against him, the Indiana abortionist was forced to close one abortion clinic after losing access to a local hospital, and with a new investigation, his second clinic may close for similar reasons. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Pro-life advocates preparing for marches across the U.S. to commemorate the 41st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision are taking encouragement from 40,000 pro-life advocates who took to the streets Sunday in Paris for that nation's March for Life, La Marche pour la Vie. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.